Let's talk a little NFL. First of all, let's get to the front end of the Tyrod Taylor story, as he's got a punctured lung because he was in pain, got a shot. Oops, punctured his lung. Let's go to the front end and the possibility of playing with a cracked rib. What is that like for a quarterback? Like, what was the worst upper body injury you had? Did you have any that you had to fight through to play?
Well, I had a sprained AC joint, so like basically a separated shoulder, subluxed shoulder, whatever they call it. So I tried to play through that. That was fun. I didn't get a shot for it, but I've heard, and I know this happens, and maybe too often to NFL players or football players in general, where you get shots for to numb the pain just to get you through a few hours of playing a game. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, and I don't have full medical research of the kind of damage you can do to yourself while with playing with serious injuries, because a cracked rib is a serious injury. Especially when you're talking about going out there and playing a contact sport. The idea that your rib cage, which is a very important function, not just a painful bone, is an important function to protect your lungs from things like getting punctured. The fact that your rib cage is cracked and vulnerable, and you're going to go out there as a quarterback, and one of the most vulnerable places as a quarterback to get hit is in the rib cage, and you're going to go out there and risk that for a week two game in an NFL season. And it was kind of business as usual. It was funny listening to like Adam Schefter and you guys talking about, he was just getting a pain shot, which is a normal routine thing that happens. You get a painkiller in your chest so you can go out there and play with a cracked rib. I think the normalcy of things like this in the NFL and football is something that the NFLPA and doctors who are involved with organizations have to really look at if you're going to talk about being concerned with the health and safety of players amidst COVID, for instance, and making sure people have their masks on and things like that. But in the same breath, say that it's kind of normal to take pain shots for cracked ribs so that you can play on Sundays. It's kind of a double standard of how much we're really concerned about the health and safety of the players. But that kind of thing is just it's bizarre to me. And fortunately, Tyrod, with him, I hope he recovers. He's fine. It's a serious thing, obviously, to get a punctured lung. I don't know what legal ramifications that doctor may face from, puncturing a player's lung like that. A team doctor, I believe. So, there's one of those things. It's a strange, dicey situation that you never want to be in. And I'm good for Tyrod Taylor that he's okay. And, there wasn't anything serious from what we know that results from it.
Caleb Herring with us. Let's get some week two Raider reaction and some look ahead. This will have both of those elements. First of all, the O-line did a really good job in spite of injuries for the Raiders. But now, as a quarterback, when you're prepping during the week and you're like, wait, I don't have Trent Brown, I might not have his backup, and now Incognito is out to my left, like, what are you thinking during the week?
You're thinking, I think, exactly what Derek Carr was thinking after the first quarter, which was get the ball out of my hands quickly. Like, I don't have time to make decisions. My internal clock is sped up, which actually kind of works to Derek Carr's advantage. That's kind of already what he's known for, is getting rid of the ball quick. Finding underneath stuff and kind of being up-tempo with his release. So that's what you're thinking when you're preparing. You're thinking game plan. I need to be planning to get rid of the ball. I need to be planning to scheme against blitzes to be ready because, defenses are going to test that offensive line that's dealing with, the twos and threes on depth chart. So you got to be ready. You got to be preparing for blitz and pressures. And that goes across the board. Receivers as well, you got to be ready to work on hot routes and reading blitzes and things like that. Communicating with the running backs also is major to make sure that they know where they fit in the protection, or if they're a part of the route concept, that they know that they're, could be hot. This could be coming out quick, so get your hand around and be ready. Those are the things you're thinking about. Your tempo has to pick up when your offensive line takes some blows like it did. And I think you saw that with Carr during the game. That the first drive, I think he took a sack on, I think, the first or second play, just had no time to even turn around and think about anything. And Gruden, I think, did a good job of adjusting the play calling and trying to avoid some of those deeper shots that take a little bit longer to develop. But you're definitely sped up a little bit as a quarterback in preparation.